Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to B in San Jose. Hey, B, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Willard and Dim Guru, you're both doing a great job. I'm guessing you guys have already heard the Juwan Jennings soundbite about the 5 broken ribs, right?
Indeed. Yep. And scene. B, we can't hear you, man. Can you find a good spot and give us a call back? Would love to hear what he wants to say about the quote about the 5 broken ribs, which is right here.
Yeah, I got 5 broken ribs.
Is your plan to just pain tolerance?
Oh, yeah, it's football. I love pain. I wouldn't be playing that sport if I didn't. You know, it's part of it, man. You got to enjoy every little thing that comes with it, and pain is one of those.
Okay. Can I ask a new question about
sure.
this? When have you ever heard a player admit all of that stuff right in the middle of the season?
Not very often.
Well, why did he do it yesterday?
Because he was not getting the sort of attention from the play caller and the passer that he thought that he deserved. And, you know, he went out there and said it. And I'm sure you heard the Trent Williams comments after the game as well. He's like, yeah, a lot of guys are playing through a lot of things, not only an ankle and ribs, yeah. but our quarterback had to get shot up in order to go out there and play. So
yep.
there's that.
Yeah.
In other words, quit your crying.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like Mac Jones, as one of the first people I thought of, after the game, what did Mac have to say? All he said was, nothing serious. It's nothing serious.
Right.
Right. So to Mac Jones, what's, quote, nothing serious would have most of us regular people in the fetal position for a week. Like, are you kidding me? An oblique, a knee. He went through cramping last week on a Thursday. Like, if nothing else, the last month has given all of us an admiration for Mac Jones. I don't care what anybody thinks about him as a QB or the quarterback position in San Francisco. If you don't have an admiration for the way he's battled for the last month, you don't really have a football pulse. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
I want to make sure we set the stage for that comment correctly, because he was first asked at the locker post game how he feels physically. This was his first answer. Juwan, how do you feel physically?
You know, playing with injuries is just something that's a part of it, you know. Got high, low ankle sprains. You got shoulders, you know, 20%. You got ribs, 5 broken ribs. It is what it is. You keep playing. And nobody cares. You keep playing. That's what we do.
And then the follow-up was, wait, Juwan, you have 5 broken ribs?
Yeah, I got 5 broken ribs.
Is your plan to just pain tolerance?
Oh, yeah, it's football. I love pain. I wouldn't be playing this sport if I didn't. You know, it's part of it, man. You got to enjoy every little thing that comes with it, and pain is one of those.
Okay,
I don't know if that changes it to you, but I feel like the context, we're taking it a little bit out of context, because he first said, yeah, I'm beaten up. I'm playing through it. I love doing that. That's what football's about. And then he was asked a follow-up about specifically what he's going through.
Right, but, well, actually, I would say he was asked a follow-up about 5 broken ribs, because he said he had 5 broken ribs. Like, I still feel like that is Juwan telling specific injuries into a microphone unprompted. Like, you can be asked about playing through pain, and you can be general about it. I think any player would be general about it. I have never, not, I don't want to say never, it is very rare that you would hear an NFL player start to list the specifics of the injuries that he's dealing with and playing through. Because if for no other reason, it puts him in danger. It puts him in danger. You don't tell the other team, I've got 5 broken ribs. Now, if you're a Falcons defender, what are you doing next week when you're lined up against Juwan?
Yeah, they're coming for his 5 broken ribs.
Thank you. And his shoulder, is it 20%? I still, you know me, I love the percentages. How the hell, what does that mean? Is it 20%? 23?
Yeah.
28?
Like.
Was 33? How's that feel? I don't even know what this means when people ask for a percentage with regard to injuries. Is Brock at 80%? Would he play at 90%? What does that mean? Like, I don't know. Juwan's probably in pain. Mac Jones is in pain. But if you start telling everybody the specifics, there's a reason players don't do that. Because it does. It sounds like you're asking for sympathy. There's no way around that. There's no way. There's no way to make it sound a different way.
And that's where you have teammates talking about other people's injuries, and now you're creating a conversation that none of these players wants. And, you know, Trent Williams is out there talking about how everyone's playing through something, and, yeah, the whole team is basically injured. And so Juwan's got multiple injuries, and yet if you're out there, and I do believe this, like if you're – obviously he's very tough. If you have five broken ribs and you're still out there playing tackle football at the highest level, then you're either really, really tough – or crazy, or probably both. And so, yeah, if you're doing that, then you're out there doing it, and so you'll be judged based on the fact that you're playing pro football.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, I mean, I know, and you and I don't necessarily see this the exact same way, but this was something we got into last year. You feel like if somebody's in uniform and on the field, they're healthy.
Well, healthy is not, I mean, it's a relative term, but if you are in uniform and you're playing in the game, then you're well enough to play, and that's your choice, yep. And it's the team's choice. And yep. So if you're well enough to play, then you're going to be judged based on the fact that you're a pro football player playing pro football, and that's the way that goes. Now, if you're Ricky Pearsall, and maybe Juwan Jennings is hurt worse than Ricky Pearsall, I don't really know, but Ricky's not playing because Ricky doesn't feel like, the medical team doesn't feel like he can go out there and play, and Juwan, I don't know if the medical team's like, yeah, you know, if you get to six broken ribs, we're going to have to pull you out. But five, you know, five will let you play. And the shoulder, which is 20%,
well,
and then the calf, and then you've got, you know, two different ankle sprains. At that point, like, what are you doing,
well,
Juwan?
I mean, as you know, not all injuries are built the same. And so my bet would be, you know, you could make the case maybe that Juwan is more hurt than Ricky. But what parts of your body are you willing to mess around with? Broken ribs are broken ribs. They hurt really bad, but they're broken ribs. So you wear some sort of a jacket underneath your uniform to kind of protect that. What's his other injury? A shoulder. Okay, it's the same type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, those are pain management things. If you've got a wide receiver, and your wide receiver one who's dealing with a knee that has instability, now that's not something you screw around with. Because if there's one wrong step there, now we'll see you next year.
Right.
Right? So that's probably, there's a little bit of that that's going on. But there's no question. You've talked to Lo Neal about this, I know, 100 times. That yes, guys are judging each other. Like, I'm out there doing this with this pain, and you're not out there doing that pain. I mean, you remember, was it Julian Edelman who famously, it was one of the tight ends. Somebody famously hucked Garoppolo under the bus for what he would not play through in New England, and Jacoby Brissett had to come back in, and I think he was even more hurt. But he had to go in and play, and Jimmy wouldn't play. He had put some things on tape, and I think he thought he had positioned himself for a gig elsewhere, and he was right.
I think it was Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett, that's exactly right. Thank you, Grandy. That's exactly who it was. So, yeah, guys are keeping track of this stuff. There's a scoreboard in people's minds, no doubt.
And that's just, I mean, how it always is going to go, right? And everybody's going to judge everyone. And, you know, when you're in a locker room of tough guys and alpha males, then not everyone can play through everything like you're talking about. And, you know, for Juwan to go out there and put these things out there public, and then you have Trent Williams coming in and not speaking directly to Juwan, but talking in general about what everyone's going through. Yeah, it's brutal, especially when you're in the 49ers, because you're all hurt. You're the Niners. Everybody is hurt all the time. And your quarterback has got turf toe, which sounds really innocent and benign, but it's a thing. And the other quarterback is out there getting, you know, his oblique shot up, and he's got a knee issue, and he was cramping, and he was dry heaving, and he's got multiple braces on, and yet he's going out there and playing. Not that you're looking at one quarterback versus the other one because, you know, everybody out there who is playing in week six, you're all probably dinged up, but you don't usually talk about it. That's kind of the code.
B in San Jose is back. Hey, B, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, Willard and Dibs. Thanks for taking my call again. So, yeah, you guys definitely have the info on the five broken ribs for Juwan Jennings. I'm here to ease the tension on Bay Area sports fans a little bit. You guys remember a couple of years back when you did the 12 Days of Christmas Bay Area Sports Edition?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm here to deliver some content. I think I have it all the way from five golden rings down to a partridge in pear tree, if you'll humor me.
All right.
You can take this content. It's my in-kind donation for you, okay?
You're a little early on the holidays, but we'll allow it, B, because I think everybody could use a cheer up.
It ain't ever too early, man. Target already got the trees hanging up there in the shelves.
I mean, usually you wait till after Halloween, but okay.
So you can go, five broken ribs, four Warrior starters over 35 years old, three reliable Giants starting pitchers, two J.K. contract years, and Steve Kerr on his last year.
Yeah! a little wordy.
A little.
But very, very timely.
So good.
Thoughtful and delivered with confidence and flair. I'm into it. I give it a solid B+, B.
Yeah.
I'll take it, man. Sounds like it's beyond passing. Y'all can take it and run with it. If you guys do another one, similar to five Ross tripling, take that and run with it. I don't mind.
Oh, man. Thanks,
that's
B.
A good three. That was year one. That was and Kyle Madsen.
I was just going to say, I don't think you were here. I think you were already on vacation.
Yeah, and you and Kyle did it, and it was great.
Five Ross tripling.
Ross tripling. Oh, my God.
We'd have to go back. I don't even remember what any of the other ones were.
Six sacks allowed. Five broken ribs. It's pretty good.
We did something about Farhan's, remember all of his little mini signings? Where grab somebody who was Farhan would grab somebody who
damn
was
it, Farhan.
Somebody else's eighth string catcher in AA, and he'd be like, this guy's going to be amazing. Wait till you see. Oh, I got to go find that because now I want to remember what all the other ones were.
It was pretty funny. I'll find it.
You should sing this year. We should do it again. And you should sing. That's what I think.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Ross Stripling announced his retirement from Major League Baseball recently.
We're going to have to come up with something else that rhymes with rings.
It was the 12 Days of Sportsmas, is what you guys did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll find it.
Stupid.
Yep.
Anyway, we could probably do an entire one about just about minor injuries. You know what I mean? Can we take a minute? It's just crazy, dude. It's crazy. How are we supposed to, you know what I mean? What are we supposed to do with this? What are we supposed to do with this?
Sunday.
I know. But get into the majesty of it all for a second. Don't be so functional. Don't be so anthill.
We're on to Cincinnati.
No, but I just I feel bad, obviously, for Fred first. I feel bad for the team that puts the blood, sweat, and tears into this. But we got to remember, you and I, we're a couple dudes. We've been around for a minute over here. like a younger fan, these players, like, they're gladiators. They're magical. You get wide-eyed. You get to see these heroes on TV, or if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, you get to go see these players play. And the Niners, it's like I said, man, and actually maybe during the break here I will come up with a list. Like, name value 49ers, top 10 name value 49ers.
Like, back to August.
More than half of them are currently not playing. And
currently, sure.
Yeah, more than half of them have missed more than half of the year, if not most of the year. I mean, Bosa, more than half the year. Purdy, Kittle, more than half. Ayuk, all of it. Juwan, more than half. Pearsall, closing in on half. Fred, out for the year. Like, two of them aren't coming back. And so we can sit here all we want to and say, like, well, the other ones are coming back. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Well, they are.
Well, like, yeah. And then,
and they might get hurt again.
They may get re-injured. Brock already came back. Now he's gone again. Like, you're going to tell me there's no way Kittle is going to have any problems coming off of this after we get told constantly that calves and hamstrings are the hardest things to figure out? And they're giving us all these signals of, like, well, he might come back. Like, oh, crap. I don't want might. Like, I want these guys to be super, super solidly back on their feet before they play again.
Well, then they shouldn't play football. I mean,
no, I don't mean that.
You shouldn't play football if that's what we want.
No. You were on the same team with regard to Brock needs to be a hundo before he plays
again.
And
I still believe that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I'm not worried about Brock versus Mac as far as Atlanta goes at all. And I'm gutted about Fred Warner because not only do I think that he is an awesome player, he's a super great guy, and he's a lot of fun to watch. As a Niner fan, even if your team is not great like last year, you can still watch Fred Warner and say, man, he's a fun guy to watch. It's a lot like watching Monte Ellis with the Warriors when they stunk. It's like, Monte's really good, or even Latrell Sprewell. I love Latrell, and they were terrible. Doesn't mean that Latrell wasn't good. So when Fred Warner's out there, it gives you something to watch. And yeah, right now you look at the defense, and you don't have Nick Bosa, who's also really fun to watch, and Fred Warner now is gone for the year. And so, yeah, that sucks. And, you know, weird things happen. I don't know if you saw this around the league yesterday. Charvarius Mooney Ward.
That was the weirdest.
Concussion in warm-ups.
In warm-ups. And Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. Broken orbital.
He went on IR. What the hell happened in Colts warm-ups yesterday?
I missed that video, but I've had that injury, and that one hurts. Orbital. Broken cheekbone. I told you the story a couple weeks ago.
What injury have you not had?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.